Hi, this is Anthony, a.k.a. GenoBoost from GameMusicForAll.com and LettersVersusNumbers.net. Welcome to the pilot episode of This Week in VGM. VGM, of course, meaning video game music. The basis of this podcast is to provide a short but informative recap of goings-on in the video game music community. Expect to hear news about the latest video game rock and remixes, chiptunes, nerdcore, and more. All links and info to discussion topics on the show will be available in the show notes. If you would like to get in touch with news, questions, or perhaps to be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. This week we have new music from Comptroller, Evil Weasel, and Midas Baby. Starting things off, we have the third track from Challenge, the debut album from Comptroller, which is available right now on GM4A Records. As I said, links will be included in the show notes. This song is entitled Heavy Crap. Welcome back. These past few weeks have been pretty hectic for fans of chiptunes. On top of all the releases, we also had the culmination of Blip Festival 2009, which saw acts like Bitshifter, Nullsleep, Disaster Piece, the J. Arthur Keen's Band, and even as far away as Australia came Little Scale to perform. Over 20 bands in all made the trek out to New York over the past December weekend, Game Boys and Commodores at the ready, to rock the biggest gathering of chiptune musicians and fans in the world. On top of this, we saw several workshops and events, such as a screening of Reformat the Planet and independent game developers Gaijin Games and Robotube Games collaborating to create a brand new game in 24 hours while at BlipFest. Hopefully in the show notes we will be able to give you a link to that game once it's out. I believe they're still wrapping it up. But by the time this podcast gets to airing, I believe it should be available for download for free. Much of BlipFest is organized by the masterminds behind the chiptune net label 8-Bit Peoples, which is Nullsleep and Bitshifter. So with that in mind, I would like to play one of 8-Bit Peoples' latest releases. This is Midas Baby, who also performed on the first night of Blip Festival. The track is A Few Years Later, and it is from the album Left. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed that track, and perhaps you were even among the many who saw it performed live at Blipfest. Speaking of festivals, the upcoming MAGFest is less than 2 weeks away at the time of this recording. MAGFest, or Music and Gaming Festival, is held every year in Alexandria, Virginia. This is the 8th and sure to be biggest iteration of the festival so far. The event will play host to over a dozen bands, including Temp Sound Solutions, A-Rival, Metroid Metal, The 1UPS, Shell Riley and the Double Ice Backfire, and a band that only performs at MAGFest, the video game rock supergroup Smash Brothers. That is just a mere handful of what you'll be hearing. You can also be sure that many of the artists will have brand new album releases, shirt designs, and more in tow for this event. Also, I can't forget that there will be the now famous jam space for any and all musicians and bands to show their stuff, as well as special guests in 24-hour game and land room. Complete this amazing 4-day event taking place with the New Year's Eve show on December 31st and working its way all the way through to Monday, January 4th. That brings it close to our pilot episode. Once again, if you would like to get in touch with news, questions, or to be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. Background music you heard today was the J. Arthur Keane's band, Stoic, Disaster Piece, Gobber Grove, and the 1UPS, Summers. The final song I would like to leave you with is the latest release from Paws, another seminal chiptune net label. They have been a constant source of amazing and varied chiptune albums, and this one is no different. This is Evil Weasel from his new album Chronophobe, and this track is Singularity Falls.